I do not think that the UN can do pretty much to change the minds of the judges in Ghana. As far as this issue is concerned, you have to understand that this is an election year in Ghana, and both the opposition and the government are careful not to be seen to be interfering with the judicial process. I think that the effort within the UN will probably do very little in terms of changing the dynamics in Ghana. Part of the reason is simply that within the UN, it is the executive branch of government that is represented through the foreign minister. And the foreign minister has made his position clear that it will stick with the decision that the court has rendered, because it would not be in the interest of the executive branch at this point in time to be seen to be interfering with the decision of the court.
So in that case, then, it's likely that Ghana will retain the ship and will pass ownership of it to the so-called Vulture Fund.
What would happen, I believe that the Argentine government has not abandoned judicial remedies available to it. I believe that the matter will go to the Court of Appeal and subsequently to the Supreme Court. It is only when the Supreme Court has rendered its decision that we can say that the judicial process has been exhausted. Until then, the creditors will be entering into execution very soon, which means that a court-appointed auctioneer will be ordered to auction the ship to the highest bidder.
After appealing to the Supreme Court in Ghana, can they then take it to an international court?
Well, there is no direct appeal from the Supreme Court to an international court under our constitution. What may likely happen is that Argentina could go to the International Court of Justice and claim, among others, that the government of Ghana has not accorded it the sovereign immunity that it deserves under public international law, under both the UN Charter and then the customary international law. Ghana will be compelled then to answer in terms of arguing the case that the immunity that it ought to have accorded Argentina was waived in this case, and that is why the court assumed jurisdiction and rendered a decision that is a subject matter of the dispute.
The Argentine government is arguing that Ghana isn't respecting the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. In your opinion, is Ghana respecting this or not?
Yeah, Ghana is respecting the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. The convention, the 1982 convention, makes it possible for a country to assume jurisdiction in respect of a ship that has docked in its waters. The exception that is being invoked by Argentina is that this does not include warships. So the question then becomes whether this naval vessel is a warship, strictly and properly so-called. That is an argument that the court rejected. The court did not take the view that it was a warship, strictly and properly so-called, under international law that would allow the government of Ghana to accord it that kind of privileges, accord it the privileges that a warship deserves.
If the Ghanaian court does hand over the ship to the so-called Vulture Fund, it'll set a precedent, won't it?
Well, as far as the Ghanaian courts are concerned, yes, it is the first case. But universally, there have been cases of that kind. I mean, in 1912, the U.S. Supreme Court was faced with a similar situation in respect of a French naval vessel that was also described as a warship. So I don't think that this is a matter with respect to which there has been no precedent. Of course, in the case of the U.S. Supreme Court, decision went the other way in the sense that the French vessel was accorded the immunity that it claimed. In this particular case, because the agreements with the creditors explicitly waived the immunity of Argentina in respect of its state assets, the court assumed jurisdiction in the matter in order to be able to enforce the judgment on behalf of the creditors.